Well, time again for our Community Corner for this Friday morning. Pat Powers here being joined with Audie Maxey, who's with the Ames Regional Economic Alliance. He's been making some presentations here in Hamilton County as of late, as well as in surrounding counties of Boone and Story counties. And Audie, it's a pleasure again to have you here at KQWC Radio today.
Thanks for having me, Pat.
Absolutely. So it was exactly a year ago thereabouts that this project of Ames Regional Economic Alliance got talked about. You work with Rick Young. You talk with our Hamilton County Supervisor, who's now chairman, as well as John Herrenstein, our city manager. And so far, so good.
I am honored to be working in Hamilton County. I truly didn't know what to expect. And since we've been here, what I would say the highlight and the most positive takeaways are, first of all, the collaboration between Hamilton County and Webster City under the leadership of the supervisors and the council and John Herrenstein with Webster City. That's been tremendous. That's the foundation upon which this is built. And then the opportunity to meet people, and I've met so many that are excited about the work and the projects that they're doing in their individual communities, and really trying to make Hamilton County and Webster City the very best it can be. And it's been an absolute bucket of fun so far.
2024 was certainly a banner year, because this is the year that got started, first talked about a year ago, from what you said, Audie, between Webster City and Hamilton County. And then, hey, why not? Let's be a part of this Ames Regional Economic Alliance. And we've seen a lot of positive things as of the last few years.
Well, yes, I agree. So, as I say to many people, economic development has a very long runway, and it is definitely a team sport. So to build momentum and build a foundation, it takes starting the conversations with the right folks, including elected officials, our existing business and industry that care so much, and our strong employers in Hamilton County, and really identifying the priorities and building that for the future. You've got to have the right folks involved, including, you know, your schools and your healthcare, and it's so important. So yes, housing announcement in Webster City, working on smaller housing initiatives in some of the communities, and even down to, and this is a point I want to emphasize. Later this morning, I'm meeting with a gentleman who is working on rehabilitating a home in Stanhope. That's one project. He's acquired this home. It was dilapidated, and he's going to turn it around, and it's going to be a nice home for a family. And the important thing to keep in mind is, in order to build momentum, these projects happen as big as a Cating 218 units down to, it's very important to just work with those folks that want to do things one step at a time, and we will line up and help big and small projects.
You mentioned Cating just a few moments ago there, Audie, and the Webster City Council planning a complex on the southwest side of the city, which is not too far from the Windsor Manor facility there in the southwest part of Webster City. That is going to be one big project.
It's a huge win, and Cating is well-established and has provided great projects throughout Iowa that have made a difference. You know, when I was superintendent at Ballard, Cating came in and put in a smaller project in Huxley. It was very positive. It's been positive. They're going into Nevada. They're wrapping up in Boone. And those are the communities I'm mentioning because they're in our regional alliance. So what a great win for Webster City. And it's important to keep in mind that as we are building out and expanding our industrial park here in Webster City, it's not a chicken or the egg type of conversation. We've got to be recruiting business and industry support. And that housing is an important piece, but that housing is an important piece for our employers who are here, who are continuing to hire and build out as they expand their operations.
And this will not be completed until 2028, about another 3 years from now. for the for this apartment facility.
There's a lot of units there.
There's going to be a lot of
time.
Units.
It takes
absolutely. So that'll be a nice addition coming up on the southwest side of Webster City. You met with the Hamilton County supervisors about 2 weeks ago at their meeting, and you brought a laundry list of other things we're going to be seeing down the road.
Well, yes. First of all, it's a pleasure to serve that group. The new supervisors, Mary Kloss and mm-hmm. April Ely, are excited to serve, and they've been a pleasure to work with in the short time I've been there. We are specific to Webster City. We're working with Iowa Area Development Group, which is a member organization marketing of our rural electric co-ops. They're doing a corridor study. They want to feature Webster City's industrial park in their marketing because they bring business into the co-ops that they serve. Of course, Webster City is served by Corn Belt. So that's an exciting initiative. Railport study, where we're examining, is there an opportunity for an additional rail port in Webster City? Most likely off the Canadian National, if there is. But it's a study. It doesn't mean something's happening. But you got to do that work in order to know what the possibilities are. I mentioned industrial park expansion. Working with some organizations in Webster City that I'm just proud that they asked me to join their effort. Riverview, trying to stand up a new daycare, making a huge difference, adding slots. That's a big deal. I'm working with that group. Of course, Lyft and the historic Elks building. Just had a conversation with Darcy Swan yesterday. They've done a lot of work over the last 5 years. So I'm just jumping alongside and doing what I can to help get that across the finish line.
It's amazing that building's seen a lot of progress there over these last 5 years. Of course, they had to take a break for COVID, sadly, back in 2020. But then things were beginning to look up, and now we're seeing progress being made and should be officially open, I think, sometime this year or next for the Elks building downtown.
Absolutely. We're working on getting it to that point. And like I said, that Lyft board, I won't name all their names, but mm-hmm. this community is very familiar with those folks because they care a great deal. And I think this project will be a catalyst for downtown.
Indeed. Audie, there was also discussion you had with the Stanhope City Council. We talked about this before we went on here, about a new group that's being formed in the small towns here in Hamilton County for economic development.
Hamilton County Growth Partnership. Mm-hmm. We have had an executive committee led by Jake Van Deest, Ryan Williams with Avela Bank, Darcy Runstead with Stratford Communications, and Rick Young and John Herrenstein. So we've been meeting since late summer, and we're going to stand up our full board by our first meeting will be in February. So what I'm doing right now is meeting with folks, inviting them to be part of the conversation, certainly focusing on our large employers in Hamilton County, but also most importantly, I want to have a voice in the room for each of our communities in Hamilton that are not Webster City. Webster City is important. This is also a countywide effort. And so we want to make sure the entire county is represented. So Stanhope has officially joined the organization, and I will just continue to connect and work with the other cities and encourage them to come into the room. And my message is really, hey, I don't even need a commitment at this point. Just learn about the work. Come join us, join the party, and learn about the work we're doing, and give us an opportunity to learn your priorities.
Again, we're talking with Audie Maxey from the Ames Regional Economic Alliance, of which Hamilton County and Webster City has been a part of for, well, about a half year by now, but also includes Boone and Story County, City of Ames, involved in it as well. What else are we going to be seeing coming up in 2025?
Well, those studies, it's really just a continued effort. We continue to meet with housing developers. I continue to try and work with our smaller communities to understand what their priorities are. I would say, this isn't directly your question, but I do want to hit on this, Pat, if you mm-hmm. don't mind.
Sure.
A couple of the organizations that I've joined that have been really exciting for me. First of all, I'm a almost a brand new proud Rotarian at Webster City in Webster City, and that has been just such a pleasure to meet these folks that are service above self and really have for years tried, you know, done great things. So that's a great room that I get to join a few times a month. And then I serve on the Webster City Chamber of Commerce Board. And that is such an important opportunity for me, because I can tell you in the short time I've done that, Anna Woodward and that board that has been serving for a long time are really doing positive things for the community. And that gives me an opportunity to continue to support what Anna and that team is doing, and also inform them of the work that we're doing, and just continue to emphasize, we're not trying to do what the chamber is doing. Our work is to complement the chamber. And so that synergy and that teamwork and collaboration is so important. And I just, again, want to applaud Anna for the great work she's doing there.
And again, as you alluded to, Audie, that there'll be a legislative breakfast coming up on February 7th, which is about 2 weeks.
We're excited. Yeah, we're excited. Thank you. We're excited about that. Representative Latham and Senator Guth will be here. It'll be at Briggs Woods, 8:30 on the 7th. We encourage anybody to attend. We just ask, please do register. There's no cost to attend, but we just want to have the right size room, right number of chairs, and enough. We'll have a light continental breakfast, enough food for everybody. So going to the Ames Regional Economic Alliance website, you'll see our events list, and you can register that way. And I know Representative Latham and Senator Guth are excited for the opportunity to connect with folks around here about what's happening in the legislature.
Matter of fact, we'll be hearing from Shannon Latham here in just a few moments. Anything else that you want to share with us this morning there?
Well, just to put a bow on this, I am excited to connect with all the communities around the projects and priorities that they have. I would never say that our team at the Alliance has every solution, or we can't necessarily shake a money tree to make something happen. But I do say to folks, if there's an opportunity out there to support a project, we've got a very experienced team, and we'll turn over the rocks to try and make it happen.
I know you're doing a marvelous job, Audie, to help out with this economic project going on here in Hamilton County with the Ames Regional Economic Alliance.
Thank you.
And absolutely.
We'll talk to you again. Have a great day.
I will do that. Audie, Maxie, thanks for joining us this morning. It's 844 from KQWC.